and welcome again to the Atlanta Radio Theater Company's podcast, your monthly source for the best in free original audio drama. This year, ARTC is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Over the course of the next several months, we'll be taking a look back at our history, examining our present, and predicting our own future. Stay tuned here for exciting new developments in podcasting and audio drama. This month, we bring you a segment of the show we performed at the Academy Theater just last weekend, where we kicked off our year-long celebration of the 25th anniversary. Among the pieces we performed was this one, Baby Boom, part of the series' mildly exciting Tales of Astonishment by Jonathan Strickland. We also had several musicians in attendance, including the amazing Juliana Finch, who graced us with a 10-minute set, including her song, Something Holy. Keep up with everything artsy on our performance calendar at ARTC.org and sign up for our mailing list, Breaking Radio Silence, at ARTC.org/lists. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please remember that ARTC is supported by people like you through the sale of our studio productions. Order by mail through ARTC.org, download at Audible.com or iTunes, and also look for us on Amazon. And now, Baby Boom, by Jonathan Strickland.
Welcome, believers, to another adorable episode from Mildly Exciting Tales of Astonishment. As you remember from last week, Betty, queen of the impenetrable mysteries, experienced tragedy when her beloved husband Jim was brainwashed into thinking he was a food processor. We now join Betty as she looks for help.
Jim, darling, I hope this works out.
Welcome to Sandworth Super School. I'm Mrs. Sandworth, and you are?
We spoke on the phone earlier. I'm Betty, Queen of the Impenetrable Mysteries. This is my son, Joseph. And this is my husband, Jim.
Blender?
Food processor.
My condolences.
That's why I came to you. Now that Jim spends all day mincing garlic and chopping onions, who is going to look after Joseph while I'm battling evil?
Oh, I understand. Still, these things have a way of working themselves out. At any rate, welcome to our school. As you can see, we are well equipped to deal with children who may possess unique characteristics.
I like colors. They're very soothing.
Thank you. Pardon me for a moment. Sally! Sally, come down off that ceiling! Come down, Sally. You know better than that. If I catch you up there again, you're going to get a time out. Where was I? Oh, yes, I did all of the decorating myself.
It's very nice. What's behind that big door over there?
Oh, that's the room we set aside for the pyros who come in.
Goodness! What was that?
That would be Charlotte. She's teething.
Good heavens, you must have a lot of wear and tear on this place.
Not as much as you'd think.
It's strange, but I have a feeling that I've been here before.
Ah, well, perhaps you remember the business that was here previously.
No, I don't think so. What was it called?
Arcane Asylum, the sanitarium for the criminally supermaniacal.
Arcane? I thought it looked familiar. You started a daycare center in a former asylum?
Well, think about it. The facility closed due to lack of funding, but the building itself was fine. It was built to withstand massively powerful beings of malevolent intent. It's perfect for kids!
That was close.
I thought so. Little Brad over there can control electricity. Yesterday we had a birthday party and all the balloons kept getting stuck to his hair. I knew it was only a matter of time before he'd develop enough power to send out a bolt or two.
Shouldn't you take him away from the other children?
Oh, we'll place him in the appropriate room, don't worry. Oh, these children here are all hyper-resilient. I doubt even a full charge from Brad would tickle their toes. We'll put him with the other emitters in the cloud room.
The cloud room?
All of our rooms have names based on the decorations inside of them. There's the star room, the cloud room, the butterfly room, and so on. The cloud room is just down there on the left. It's for children who are able to emit various rays, bolts, and waves.
I remember that room! That was Lord Destructoronimus's cell.
Sure. At one time. Now it's the cloud room.
Aren't you worried that the negative energy vibrations left behind by all those monstrous supervillains will affect the children?
How would you be able to tell? Seriously, kids are pretty much egotistical monsters to start with. That's why a daycare center was the most logical use for this building once the asylum went belly up.
I'm not sure I like your logic. Jim, what do you think? Should we enroll Joseph? Well, if you're sure. Okay, Mrs. Sandworth. We'll enroll Joseph on a trial basis.
Excellent. Now, has little Joseph displayed any interesting powers?
From what we can determine, he's able to levitate objects and reanimate the dead.
That would be the butterfly room.
And that's all for now, believers. Join us next week when we hear Jim say... That's next week on Mildly Exciting Tales of Astonishment.
And now we would like to introduce our second musical guest of the evening, a young lady who has appeared with the company many times and also read the role of Tonks at the rollout celebration for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Please welcome Miss Juliana Finch.
I've been outed as a Harry Potter nerd. There's no going back now. Actually, my favorite part of playing that show was when a little girl with blue hair came up to me. And she looked really sad. And she told me, "We tried to find the pink hairspray, but they were out. Do you know who I am?" And I said, "Well, obviously you're Tonks. You just decided to go blue today." I think I made her day. One of the things I love about radio theater is that you get to tell stories. Because I like telling stories, too. And this is a song I wrote after I overheard a woman in a laundromat tell the owner that she didn't cry at her husband's funeral. And I thought, there has to be a really good story behind a statement like that. So I went home and I made one up. Miss Clark, who lives off Magnolia Way, had to bury her husband on a hot summer day. While her grown-up children shed little kid tears, she whispered, "He had me for 53 years. And her face set into wrinkled lines. She fanned herself and leaned back and sighed. This chariot swinging low over a southern town, her time moves slow. Trees draped in Spanish moss and gospel churches' faded crosses. When the air moves here, we know it only as a little something holy. A little something holy, yeah. She seemed to see death as a gift that she'd been given. When her oldest asked her, "Hey, mama, ain't you gonna cry?" She said, "Child, I shed my tears while he was still living. Did all my crying when he was alive." In this chariot swinging low above a southern town, the time moves slow. Trees draped in Spanish moss and gospel churches' faded crosses. When the air moves here, we know it only. She'll go to church, yeah, she'll kneel and pray and thank her God for each new day. But this time when she walks up to that altar, her footsteps will not falter. Oh, oh, we can hear her sing halfway down the street. Thick as molasses, and her voice is just as sweet. It's a Sunday afternoon, almost a year since he died. She feels something let go inside. Trees draped in Spanish moss and gospel churches feeding Christ. Thanks, guys. My name is Juliana. I'm from Atlanta. I have CDs and stuff outside. I'm gonna play one more song.
You've been listening to an episode of Mildly Exciting Tales of Astonishment entitled Baby Boom by Jonathan Strickland, followed by one of our special musical guests, Juliana Finch, with her song Something Holy, available on her EP at julianafinch.com. Both of these selections were recorded live at the Academy Theater in Avondale Estates on March 7th and 8th, 2009. Featured in the cast were the voices of Megan Luckett as Betty, Queen of the Impenetrable Mysteries, Ariel Stewart as Mrs. Sandworth, and William Brown as your announcer. Live Foley sound effects created by Sonia, assisted by Tammy Hood. Music composed and performed by Brad Weege. Soundscaping designed and performed by William Allen Rich. Sound engineering by Bob Zimmerman. We'd like to thank Juliana Finch for permission to podcast her music. Her full-length album, How to Take the Fall, is available through julianafinch.com, where she is also accepting pre-orders for her new album, Blossoms and Apples. Thank you for listening. Join us again, and remember, there is adventure in sound. All material is copyright by its creators or the Atlanta Radio Theater Company.
ARTC.org.